What's up, guys? Today I want to talk about three bad draws that only amateurs chase. All pros know to fold these hands. Let's jump right into it. All right, guys, so having coached hundreds of students in small and mid-stakes games, and having played over 10 million hands, I can tell you that there are three draws in particular that I see a lot of amateur and recreational poker players still chasing these days that end up costing them piles of money at the poker table. This might be affecting your results as well, affecting your game. So I'm gonna walk you through them step by step today, including example hands. Let's jump into it, counting down from 3 to 1. These are the bad draws you absolutely must stop chasing, guys. Number 3 is baby flush draws. This is one of my all-time do not chase with these hands. In fact, often I don't even play these hands pre-flop. I've got a free poker cheat sheet that will have the top link in the description below, and I actually have charts in that free poker cheat sheet telling you what hands to play at the poker table, and I'm talking about hands like 5-4 of hearts, for example. Amateurs love to play a hand like this. I know it looks pretty, guys, but these hands are not long-term winning hands. And a lot of people are shocked to learn that as well, but it is true. You can just use a program like Poker Tracker, which I also have linked up in the description below, and you can go check your results for yourself. The reason why, guys, is because these hands are a recipe for disaster. They come with what we call reverse implied odds, which is just a fancy mathematical term for saying that you are setting yourself up for disaster. Because if your gin card comes on the river, as we're going to discuss right in a second here, you're potentially going to lose a monster pot versus a higher flush draw. Let's talk about that right now. So you call preflop with a hand like 5-4 of hearts. Flop comes down with a 10 of hearts, 8 of clubs, and king of hearts. Awesome. Got a flush draw, right? Amazing. That's what a lot of amateurs think, but pros know to play this hand a lot more cagey. They'll probably just check call in this hand. And, you know, if there's a lot of big action, if there's a raise and a re-raise, perhaps on the flop or the turn, they'll often just get out of there. But a lot of amateurs, they end up playing a big pot because, oh, my God, I got a flush draw. Lo and behold, 2 hearts comes on the river and you lose a monster pot, perhaps your entire stack actually, versus a hand like ace, jack of hearts. Guys, the solution here is that you always want to be drawing towards the nuts if possible. This is going to be a common theme with all three of the bad draws on this list, by the way, is that the biggest problem when you're playing these small little pseudo connectors like a 5-4 of hearts is you're chasing like the 8th best flush, guys. So you're just begging to get quote unquote unlucky versus a higher flush. And a lot of amateurs, they blame their poor luck. They claim the poker site's rigged against them. But really what they don't understand is that serious poker players, professionals, they don't even play hands like this. They don't put themselves in that position in the first place. Guys, if you're never even in the situation to get unlucky in the first place, you can't get unlucky. Let's move on to bad poker draw number 2. And that is chasing the bottom end of the straight, aka the ass end of the straight. Guys, this is another one. Amateurs just love to chase these bad draws. Again, the thing is you're just asking to lose a big pot. All pros know to fold a hand like this. So for example, you got ace, 6 of diamonds, nice little hand. You call preflop, flop comes down with a 7 of spades, 8 of hearts, and 9 of clubs. So awesome, right? We got a flush draw, yay, that's awesome. But guys, we need to understand how to read board textures properly. By the way, I talk about this at length in my brand new Elite Poker Training University, 17 plus hours of advanced poker training, hundreds and hundreds of high level example hands just like this, and dozens of cheat sheets. You can enroll right now, links in the description below. But guys, as I talk about in my university training, this is a board where, yes, we have an open-ended straight draw, but the 10 is an absolute poison card for us. And the reason why is because if anybody has a jack in their hand, if that 10 comes, they're going to beat us. The only real card we're going to be happy to see here is a 5. That's actually going to give us a straight. That still doesn't even give us the nut straight, by the way. The nut straight on this board was actually jack 10. We are drawing absolutely dead to that hand. And at 10-6 basically has us destroyed as well, although most people don't play 10-6, but But the bottom line here, guys, is you only have four good outs in this situation. Once again, just like with the baby flush draws, the problem here is that we're chasing a poor draw that is not drawing to the nuts. Again, a hand like Queen Jack, for example, would be a much better draw to chase on this board, because if the 10 comes, you have an unbeatable hand. You have the nut straight. And by the way, when I say the nuts in poker, it's just a fancy term for the best hand possible. So guys, you always want to be asking yourself when you're chasing a draw in poker, if my card comes in on the turn or river, is it going to give me the best hand possible, or at least somewhere close to the best hand possible? If when your card comes, you're going to have like the 15th best possible hand, guys, it's a bad draw. You don't want to be chasing that. So let's move on now to my number one bad poker draws that you need to stop chasing, and it's probably no surprise to anyone, and that is gut shot straight draws. Guys, all pros know that these draws have terrible equity. You only have four outs. It's also referred to as an inside straight draw, and all pros already understand that these are bad draws typically to chase. Let's walk you through an example right now. You call preflop with the 7-6 of clubs. Once again, nice little suited connector. And the flop comes down with the 10 of clubs, 9 of hearts, and jack of diamonds. So guys, we have the absolute double whammy in this situation here, where not only are we chasing a gut shot straight draw, meaning we only have outs to the 8 here. Remember, there's 4 8s remaining in the deck, but we're also chasing the ass end, the bottom end of the straight, as we just talked about. If the 8 were to come in this situation, anybody with a queen in their hand would have a better straight than you. So guys, this is an absolutely terrible draw to be chasing. Honestly, you shouldn't even call any kind of bet at all with this hand. This should simply be a fold on the flop, turn, or river. This is not a draw that you ever want to be chasing. Guys, the bottom line with the three draws that I discussed is the biggest mistake is just putting yourself in a reverse implied odds situation where not only do you have a bad draw, as we just discussed here, but if you hit your bad draw, you are likely to make a very good hand like a straight or a flush, which is going to be the second best hand. Guys, this is literally the worst thing you can do in poker. And what I hope that you take away from this video is that it's not your bad luck. This is what a lot of amateurs get wrong, is they think the site is rigged against them. They think that they're so unlucky in poker. And the biggest thing is that poker pros, semi-professionals, they understand that when you never put yourself in this position in the first place, you can't get unlucky in poker. They fold these hands instead of chasing these bad draws. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with BlackRain79.com.